94% of Anchorage residents think the city is a good place to live. At the same time, slightly over 30% of the population went without a basic need sometime during 2009. Those are just two results from a recently released in-depth community profile. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The new 2009 Anchorage Community Assessment contains 231 quality of life indicators. The indicators are clustered within five main categories: economic, education, health, natural environment, public safety, and social environment. The data compiled comes from three sources. There are the expected secondary ones, such as federal, state, and local, police, school district, and food bank records. But there's also 400 random telephone and 1,400 face-to-face surveys. Michelle Brown, president of United Way Anchorage, says it's the individual surveys of city residents that often put the secondary data into perspective.
It really gives you a sense of what's important to them to change, to make sure that their lives are productive and therefore the whole community is productive. How do people truly experience life on a daily basis, not just what's a number out there that's abstract and intellectually interesting?
It appears 90% of us believe we have opportunities to work in the Anchorage area. That's high, but down 3% from 2006. Over 90% of us think the city's natural environment and recreational opportunities contribute to our physical and mental well-being. Over half of us spend more than 30% of our take-home pay on housing, the level the federal government says threatens financial stability. That's up 8% from 2008. 25% of us are not saving for the future. 52% think racism is a problem in Anchorage. Secondary or primary, the findings are fascinating. But Brown says that's not enough.
The whole intent when we started this in 2006 and committed to routine updates was to mobilize action. This data is fascinating, but its power is in how it can drive action.
The Municipality of Anchorage, the Rasmussen Foundation, Providence Health and Human Services Alaska, and United Way sponsored the assessment. Their motivation was pragmatic. Brown says a good example of how Anchorage uses the profile involves high school graduation. In 2006, the year of the first community assessment, the school district had a graduation rate of 64%.
When we look through the rest of the indicators of why are we losing so many of our youngsters, it became pretty clear we were losing them to substance use because the data was pretty high of how many kids were using substances, and we were losing them to crime, gangs, and we were losing them to interpersonal violence, very, very high levels of violence in their interpersonal relationship among teens.
Brown says armed with the data, various sectors of the community concerned with teenagers began to coordinate their efforts as part of a new group, Anchorage United for Youth.
We have a whole series of strategies and everybody's working together, blending their efforts, and most importantly, reporting their outcomes. How is each child doing? And then how does that roll up across the community? And in the 3 years we've been doing that, graduation rate has gone up 7%. Juvenile substance use has gone down about 5%, and juvenile arrest has also gone down about 5%.
Such results seem to back up the statement flowing across the cover of the Anchorage Community Assessment 2009 Comprehensive Report. Quote, together we are improving the place we call home. The 2009 Community Assessment, along with the two earlier reports, is available at the United Way of Anchorage website under Community Projects in the News and Information section. This is Len Anderson.